If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
All right, back in 2017, some animal stole the sidewalk singer's bicycle. Where I live on the west side, Jenison, Hudsonville area, there's a dude in the community who's a fixture who's known as the sidewalk singer, J.B. West. He rides around on his bike listening to like hair bands and singing hair band songs out loud. And then he'll kind of like just stop at a corner and just singing to people. Okay, he's been doing it that way for years. And he rides around on his bike having a great time, listening to like Slaughter and Whitesnake and Ugly Kid Joe, going over to the ice cream place while people are eating their ice cream and sing some hair metal songs. It's incredible. Anyway, some sick son of a bitch back in the day stole his bike. So we got him on the Eric Zane radio show on 107.3 WBBL. This is part of the preview of the Lost Zane recordings that I just posted the full show to the Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you want to sign up for that and get the whole show, I release 2 episodes of Lost Zane recordings a week. Here you go. Enjoy this preview. All right. Not too bad today. Getting up to about 49. For the early crowd this morning, this is from Friday with the world famous J.B. West. Here's how it sounded. If you've been following the news at all in the last day and a half, it started to appear on social media that a man's bike was stolen. You think, oh, well, that happens all the time. This wasn't just any person's bike. This was J.B. West's bike. And if you're familiar with anyone at any time at all in the Hudsonville, Jenison area, you've seen a young man riding around wearing a Detroit Lions baseball hat and singing very loudly, as loud as his voice will carry. Listening to whatever it is he's tuned into at the time. And as far back as I can remember, in fact, one of my first memories of engaging with any people in West Michigan was in 2004, was with J.B. West, who, after a short amount of time, my kids started to say, oh, yeah, that's Sidewalk Singer. And I didn't even know who J.B. West was at the time. And then here we are, fast forward so many years later. And a news story out yesterday that J.B. West's bike was stolen, his all-important bike. And we welcome into the studio, J.B. West. J.B., how are you, buddy?
It's great to finally get a chance to hear from you again.
It's nice to connect, J.B. Now, J.B. is autistic, part of the background of JB, he hasn't let that slow him down in any way. And I think it's important that he joins us on the air to talk about that and just about everything else that's gone on to show you that autism does indeed have a voice. And it's a very powerful one with yours, JB. So, you know, we got together the first time when we were doing YouTube videos in my living room. And that was probably one of the most fun of all those videos that I had, doing that one in particular. That was terrific. Glad you were able to join us. A lot of people enjoyed
that,
JB.
Yes, and I've probably been a while since, let's see, how many hits we got probably out of it here?
there was about 5,000 people who watched it, and then I reposted yesterday, and people have been watching it again. We spent about a half an hour just talking about you and what you've done, and the film made about you and how you came to be. Mm-hmm. And so JB is here, also joined by Chad Tropea, who, Chad, you got to know JB through working at Public Access Television in Hudsonville, WCET, correct?
Yes, about 5 years now.
Okay. So what did you think when you started working with JB?
JB's just unbelievably talented. People just don't realize what talent he brings to the station and to the community.
Now, JB has an encyclopedic knowledge of music, loves sports, and loves riding his bicycle. So when you heard the news this week that someone had stolen the bike, how did you react, and what did you do to jump into action with some of the friends and family?
Well, first of all, I was totally shocked, and first thing I thought is, how heartbroken.
Get a little closer to that, buddy.
How heartbroken I was for JB and what he's going through, and first thing I thought about is calling him, seeing how he's doing, and then I'm like, wow, Eric Zane, man, he's always been so great for JB, and he's always talked about him, always been supportive, and I called you and said, hey, man, what can you do to sit there and help this young man out?
And well, yeah, and it turns out that friends and family had already started in motion this campaign to get JB a new bike, which we'll talk about in a second. JB, take us back to when you were at McDonald's and you walked out, and what you as you do many times, have your bike there, you go get a snack, come out, and you ride home. Take us back to how it unfolded for you, buddy.
Well, let's see. If I remember here, I was having lunch, and I got what I needed. And let's see. I usually have my lunch around 1:30, 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And usually I knew I was going to be like, okay, might as well just go ahead and have lunch now, because mm-hmm. it was like about 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
That's about the same time the students are from schools are getting out.
Yes. Yes. So you walked outside and no bike.
This was like a half hour later, yeah.
And take us back as to what you thought immediately. How did you process this, and then what did you do?
Well, let's see. I kind of probably from where I stood here, it's like I was completely shocked.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow.
Did you think maybe you just put it in a spot that you had forgotten, or do you think someone was playing a joke on you, or did you think right away
I thought
worst?
It was a joke first, and it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm sure they'll bring it back. I don't know who's doing it. So
you're waiting. You stood there and waited?
Yeah.
Patiently for some joker to return your bike.
Correct.
How much time passed?
Let's see. I would have to say at least 2-3 hours.
So you stood there?
Yeah.
Waiting?
Yeah.
Were mom and dad wondering what was going on, do you think? Or is it you would occasionally just leave for extended time?
I actually, as you might have known, I kind of did take it into a considered action here, I did call the police, I did call the cops,
Right then, from there, or did you?
Or yeah.
Okay.
And they came, an hour later,
okay.
Half hour later. And they, I got a card, and I could fill out a complaint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So then it became apparent that, okay, bike's not coming back. This is a terrible thing. You're probably very upset about that.
I was shocked.
Okay. So then, JB, you end up, someone comes and gets you, I'm assuming, at this point, or do the police bring you home?
No, I just said, okay, maybe I'll just wait here for just a few more minutes to see what happens. And
that breaks my heart, hearing that you were standing there waiting for your bike to come back, which you've, had. Well, you've had a few bikes, because we'll get to some reasons why you've had to get new bikes in the past. Another story.
That was another story. I mean, like you said, we did do a YouTube thing here.
We know all these stories, but I'll fill the audience in who don't know about those things coming up. But this was your bike, and it's your only mode of transportation, and it's your thing to do. You like pedaling around the neighborhood. I mean, I see you everywhere at any given time. You're as common on Baldwin as the Meyer or the Mobile or Sandy Hill Elementary. I mean, you're everywhere.
I know it is a big blessing.
Now, as your popularity has increased, in the past you had done a public access television show called Hot Tracks, where you and Nick Van Zanten would gather, and on TV you would listen to music and rate it.
Yes.
People know you, so you get people honking at you and things like that, and screaming your name and waving to you all the time, don't you?
Absolutely.
So how do you respond to that? Do you like it when people recognize you?
Oh yeah.
That's fun, isn't it?
Are you kidding me? It's a blast.
You've also been volunteering forever. Like we said, Chad started working at Public Access Television. You volunteer your time there to help put on the shows in a technical behind the scenes thing, cameraman, things like that, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you're very, very busy.
Yes.
Okay. So now the bike is gone. And you end up going home, and then I see word on social media that this happened. And I heard from Chad, I heard from other people in and around who we know, saying, oh my God, JB got his bike stolen. Were you holding out hope that you'd get that original bike back?
Yes.
So, and you haven't heard anything, right?
No.
Do you think that the person who stole the bike knows it was your bike or just any bike?
They better know that bike was mine, because, I don't know, maybe there was a couple students who were confused and no, maybe.
Yeah. I think it was definitely taken maliciously. I don't think it was someone who was confused, but I'm not so sure that they knew it was yours, because now there's someone who may be listening who has your bike and is like, oh, God, I got the wrong bike, because everybody will know your bike, and if they're seen riding your bike,
they're going to kill them.
It's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
So if they're smart, that bike will never see the light of day, because someone will recognize it. Somehow they'll get in trouble. If it had been just anybody's bike, not a local celebrity, they would have been better off, but it's your bike. So I'm guessing that they didn't know it was yours.
They should have put it in the trash compactor by now.
Right, exactly, because if there's someone, though, because I honestly think that I just don't believe that someone would want to hurt you. That's what I'm getting at. I think that, sure, people do dumb things all the time. It was probably a kid doing something dumb. But, I would be shocked if someone said, hey, I don't like JB, and I want to take JB's bike. That would probably blow my faith in humanity if I heard that had actually happened.
But I never heard it.
Yeah, you know, I think they're probably scared, JB, to be honest with you, if that bike being gone.
Hey, friends, it's Joe Pal Easy with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh, my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
But the story kind of took a turn then, because as the day went on yesterday, who started the GoFundMe? She actually reached out to me. It was a young lady.
Carrie Roth.
Okay. She by yesterday morning had posted, and we posted it on Facebook and Twitter, the GoFundMe to get you a new bike. So did you think it was going to take off? Did you know about the GoFundMe?
No, I did not.
At what point in the day did you start to hear rumblings that a GoFundMe was in taking shape right now?
That was probably when I had visits from other medias like
yes.
Wood TV 8
mm-hmm.
and then Fox 17.
Yes, they all visited you, didn't they?
Yes.
What's that like? All these people are there. All the attention is on you. The reporter's asking you questions. Very nice people.
Yeah, they are. You know, I'll give props to them, you know.
So in the course of the reporting, that's when you were learning that there was something going on about to get you a replacement bike?
Yeah.
Okay, so that probably made your heart a little lighter when you were starting to hear that, hey, I might get a new bike out of this.
Yes, yes. I thought for a moment, it's like, oh, yeah. It's like, I don't see my mom paying like another $1,000 well, for another bike.
Yeah.
But then it's like the mm-hmm. community, the whole community decided to pitch in.
Well, and they sure did. We didn't have to talk about it for more than a few minutes by the time we got off the air yesterday.
So I was past it by the time we even started talking about it.
Right. Yes. In fact, it was. So we didn't really need to do anything. If we said nothing about this, it would have been there by 10 a.m. yesterday. The goal was $1,000.
Quadrupled.
And yeah, you're sitting on $4,000 now outreach. So, I mean, that's tremendous. It's good to see that that happened. In short order. I mean, that must feel really good when you hear just like that, everybody stepped up to help you with $5, $10, and $20 bills.
It's amazing. You know, I've completely blown from this here, and you know, who knows? From what I heard, that the money that we get raised is going to go into a certain account
yeah.
where I can get you know, repairs.
Yeah. Now, and I'm glad you bring that up, because let's say you go over to one of the bike shops in town, get the bike, and then do what you just said. You're going to need that account, because I've seen you, and you have a tendency to not cross at crosswalks when you cross Baldwin, one of the busier streets in the area. And I can't tell you, JB, how many times I've been like, oh, God, there he is, in the middle of the road, waiting for traffic to clear. Can you tell everybody about your run-ins with cars, JB, that have caused your previous bikes to be in need of repair?
Boy, that's, like I said, it's on the... It's when we did our show here.
I know, but not everybody saw the YouTube video. So tell everybody about how you like to smash into people's cars.
Wow, you're putting me on the spot on that one here.
Yeah, I think you just kind of told us.
But yeah, you know, wow, where to start?
Well, weren't you telling me a story one time about how over by Sunset Manor, the old folks' home?
Yeah.
Tell everybody about that one.
I was coming home from having lunch with someone before,
mm-hmm.
and there's two seniors,
mm-hmm.
I think, and they were in a, I think, was it a Volkswagen?
Okay.
Or a right. station wagon, or whatever it is.
Old yep. people driving is terrifying.
Yeah, that's the thing. You got to be careful.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I had the right of way. They didn't.
Okay. Sure enough, and then boom, there you go. Thank God you were okay, but you needed repairs done, or did that just ruin that bicycle?
No, that did not.
Okay.
But it didn't need repairs, though.
Well, thank God you'll have the rolling account, but I would really encourage you to stop trying to cross Baldwin. I'm tempted to actually stop and have a talk, because I don't want to see you get hurt, you know?
Yes.
Your mom's given you the business about that, too, hasn't she?
She has.
Okay. Well, I'm giving you two. I'm also giving it to you, because it's important that you stay safe.
Don't worry. It's, with whatever money we got right now, it's going to
it's gonna
be different. I mm-hmm. tell you that right now.
Well, it sounds like you're all set, man. Is there anything else you want to talk about or say to people? Because this is the first time you've been on the air. I promised you for the longest time to join us, and now here you are. And this is your chance. Is there anything that you'd like to talk about?
As a matter of fact, I want to take this opportunity to thank the community. Thank Jennison. Thank everyone who has donated this much money and effort to go into this project. With enough money, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure I'm going to get an awesome bike here.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm probably sure whoever stole my other one is going to be so jealous.
Absolutely. And can we make sure that we get you a lock so that you can lock it up wherever you go?
Said something about, we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're talking about bells and whistles.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody in the community is terrific. This is obviously just some short-sightedness and some foolishness by somebody who, made a terrible mistake and is hopefully regretting that, because I hope whoever did this is sweating it, because they didn't just steal a bike. They stole, something a lot more than that to someone who everybody knows. So hopefully they're learning a lesson and feeling quite a bit of anxiety and anguish, knowing that a very important person to a lot of people had their bike stolen. So, and then they'll learn that lesson. And maybe with some hope, they'll come forward, apologize, and like a person should. And
yes.
Then they'll learn that lesson, you know?
Yes.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
That would definitely be nice.
Okay. JB, you make sure and come back and see us. Chad, thanks for being transportation and kind of like the go-between on this, too. You guys are fantastic, and we'll talk to you very soon, okay?
Hey, anytime.
Yeah. Is there any hope of bringing back Hot Tracks, too? I know I talked to you last time about that, and it was still on hiatus.
Yeah, we're still on hiatus right now, so we're hoping.
People want it.
Everybody's talking about it. It's like, they wanted back so badly here.
Yeah, well, if I would host it with you, because you said I could come. We could do air jam and everything.
Yes. I mean, we're going to make it happen.
What the hell's taking so long? I mean, we talked about this like 6 months ago. And
I know, it's been 6 months.
You're painting my ass. I'm trying to make this happen, and I'm waiting.
I know you've been waiting here, but I will let you know that I am working on it right now.
I think I'm this working, is all lip service.
I'm getting Twitter. I got Twitter right now, and I'm trying to use it as a...
Right.
As a set up a Twitter account.
What are you on Twitter?
If you look for, go to my homepage, I go by my full name, James Bradley West, and you can comment your tweets.
Yeah.
Right there.
Right.
And then.
Well, okay.
And then, if you get a chance here, you know, if you'd like to see more of yours truly here and to get back onto the show Hot Tracks.
Well, what's keeping it from happening? And that's what I want to know. Is it just you're not motivated?
No, I am motivated. I am motivated. It's my other co-host who's...
Yeah, I know Nick. I can sit in for Nick.
Yeah.
Well, then forget Nick, and we'll make him have to ask us when you and I are at the top of the charts.
Yes, we were going to do that. We're going to make that happen.
Okay. It's done.
It's done.
All right.
Yes, me and you.
God bless you and Chad and all the people who helped out. So thank you so much. Okay, buddy?
Hey, anytime.
All right. That is JB West. All right, that's JB back in real time on Monday morning. Thanks to our friends at Xfinity for joining on with the Eric Zane Show. I've got a great deal for you right now. There's a lot of things I love about Xfinity. Case in point, recording shows and then watching them wherever I want on my mobile device, on the iPad. You can set recordings from them, too. The world has opened up when it comes to getting your shows and your entertainment, either live or whatever, on the go. And it's a great opportunity now with over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. You don't have to be stuck with DirecTV and slow, dumpy data just because you left for an unlimited wireless plan. Come back to Xfinity X1 and get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. When you click on a website or you change shows, it should be as quick as you're like changing channels on your TV. And that's the way it is with our friends at Xfinity. Switch now to get a limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 a month for 24 months. Lock it in for 2 full years. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. This offer ends March 21st, 2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill paperless billing and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcast TV and RSN fee, extra and subject to change. After the promo, regular rates apply. Up next, Giraffe Watch.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. If you want the full show on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Thank you so much, folks. Bye-bye.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. Oracle.com/insights.